Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. We are chatting this morning, Saturday morning. Well, it's noon here. What time is it? It's 2 for you? 3 for you.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. So we just decided we're going to create an episode today with just the two of us because, we could and we had time.
Yeah, we were just hanging out. Yeah.
So as usual, we start every podcast with what are you drinking? So Kristen, what are you drinking?
I feel like I'm going to throw up. I just did something really bad.
Before you explain this, when you had said to me before we started recording that you had done something really bad, I was like a little bit panic stricken. So tell our listeners what you did.
That's called a hook, Jess.
Oh, I like that.
So
that's a good term.
It's really not very exciting.
It is actually. But, I laughed.
Okay, good. So I went to the gym this morning, which is yay me, right? And I ran 4 miles on the treadmill and I was feeling all good. And then I was starving afterwards. And I didn't even tell you this part. So I knew I had to come here to my office to get some work done and stuff. So in addition to what I told you earlier, I also had a chicken sandwich from Burger King and an Oreo milkshake.
After the gym.
And it's like, oh, my stomach hurts so bad right now. Like it kills. And I can't believe I did that. I'm having eating remorse.
You know what though? When you told me that, I feel like I just fell in love with you a little bit extra. I do. I feel like, yes, that's why we are partners.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Right.
That's like my mom, last year was doing quite a bit of swimming with a friend, and they would drive into town and they would go to the pool and they would swim laps, and then they would go to A&W and get chicken sandwiches on the way home.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, good, you're balancing out your life.
Totally. Yeah.
So
it's good. But I cannot remember the last time I had a milkshake. I mean, like years probably.
And it was an Oreo milkshake.
It was an Oreo milkshake, and it was so sweet and delicious. Oh, it was so good.
What size did you get?
Well, I got small, but small for fast food now is huge, right? Like, I don't know if it's the same there in Canada, but you get a small, and it's like, I don't know, 20 ounces or something.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, so although I did not finish it, so that's good, right?
Did you finish your chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Did it have like some kind of weird mayo dressing on it?
See, I like that. I was just going to say.
Me too.
It's like hot mayonnaise, which sounds horrible.
You say mayonnaise weird.
Oh, really? Different than you?
Well, yeah. Like, I guess I always just call it mayo. But
well,
like
sometimes, yeah.
Say it again. Say
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
No, I don't. No, just two syllables.
I'm counting your syllables.
Mayonnaise. Like
mayonnaise. You have a three-syllable mayonnaise.
I don't. I'm saying mayonnaise.
Say it again like normal.
Mayonnaise. You're not hearing me.
I'm pretty sure it's not our shitty audio. I'm pretty sure you're saying it in a Boston three-syllable way.
Okay. How do you? Just say mayo.
Yeah, or mayonnaise. You say mayonnaise.
Okay. No, I say man, like not a woman, but a man. Ace.
Mayonnaise.
That's what I say.
I wish people could see us right now because I'm dying. Like mayonnaise.
Man. Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah.
What was that thing that just popped up on the side of your screen?
What?
There was like a thing. Oh. I saw like a thing wave by on the side of your screen. Hmm. Like to my left, your right. I'm pretty sure it wasn't a technical thing.
Oh, it was probably my foot.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, we're good.
I have my foot up on my desk, my feet up on my desk.
So in practicing, I think we should call it self-care Saturday. Self-care is like a new term that people like to call taking, I guess, when they take care of themselves. So your self-care Saturday was running 4 miles and eating fast food.
Totally. That's exactly
okay, my self-care Saturday has been 3 cups of coffee and about, I don't know, half a tube of really delicious salami. And by tube, I mean like
tube.
It comes in like, no, like not like tube, but like a log. Like a log.
Like salami with a casing.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is like, it's my weakness. I could go mm-hmm. vegan, but I have to eat that. Mm-hmm. So I've eaten like, I ate like half a log of salami in a casing, which sounds really fucking gross.
Yeah.
So 3 cups of coffee, the salami, and now I'm drinking a Caesar while we talk.
Awesome.
So.
Do you think most Canadians drink Caesars as a breakfast drink, like a weekend breakfast drink?
Well, that's the thing about.
Like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that's the thing about Caesars is they're like good at night. They're good in the daytime. They're good for breakfast. Like when you like typically here where I live, when you go out for breakfast on a Saturday or a Sunday, you order a cup of coffee and a Caesar.
Mm.
So that's my excuse. But it's 12 here. It's 12:03.
That's true. It's afternoon.
So it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like if the reason we're not doing a visual podcast today is because I'm wearing no bra with a t-shirt, a plaid shirt, and like pajama pants covered in dog hair. And I wiped off my winged eyeliner from last night with my finger.
See, yeah. So, well, and I'm wearing sweaty gym clothes still, which is gross. But I was going to say, I can't believe you're drinking after last night. You drank a little bit last night.
I did. So for those, I don't know the order we'll be releasing our podcast in, but because we pre-record. And then we released. But last night we did our podcast with our friend Jack. And I had a bottle of vodka and a Pellegrino on my desk while we did the podcast.
Yeah.
And I just kept remaking my drink.
Yeah.
So like I feel like I had one drink because there was one glass, mm-hmm. but it just kept getting, it never was empty.
Yeah.
It just kept getting topped up. That's what happened. So it's like I had one drink that just was bottomless. It was like 7-Eleven.
You know what I'm realizing too is that we get drunk on our podcast when there's a delay. So like, remember that time with Danny and we were like, was it Danny? I can't remember. But we just kept drinking because it took a long time for him to come on or something. And then that happened again last night when our first guest bailed on us. And
yep.
So we started, so we drank that whole hour that we were waiting for him. And then we started drinking during the podcast
with Jack.
So yeah, so we get extra shit faced if our,
I will say that one of the best parts about having Jack on the show last night was that he's one of our first guests that really put an effort into drinking with us.
That's true. He did.
Right. He had beer and wine.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So
I
was quite pleased with that.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay. So the reason we were going to do our podcast today was because we kind of put a shout out to people, to ask us some questions. And it was kind of a shout out to our male listeners, right?
Right.
Because we focus so much on like women and we talk a lot, we interact with a lot of women.
Well, and we were getting questions from women, mm-hmm. and we weren't getting questions from men. So we were kind of like, let's target them specifically and see what we get.
Yeah. And we did get quite a handful of questions, which was awesome. So I typed it up so that we could have a look, but I didn't add any names. So we did get quite a few from our friend. We got our friend Mark Zappia. We got questions from Chris, who's helped us out a lot with our podcast.
Chris Kazer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who else did we get? You had a couple friends.
Billy Skelly sent one.
Yep.
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 He's helped us a lot too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then you didn't put Jay's question on here. I was wondering if you were going to do that.
Oh shit. Okay. So do you have Jay's question?
Yeah. Well, I know it.
Okay. I can't remember it.
Okay. It was,
is it okay? Are we going to start with Jay's question?
Yeah. Cause it's
okay.
A throwaway question. sorry, Jay.
Okay.
It's a joke. It's just a joke question, but he said, "Hey Mabel ladies, what's better, a pencil with broken lead or a tube of cookie dough?"
Oh, right? As an ode to Mabel.
Yes. As a reference to
that
song.
Don't know. Great question, Jay. I feel like the obvious answer is the tube of cookie dough. Am I wrong?
Which one is better?
Yeah. A pencil with broken lead?
I know, that's pretty bad.
Or a tube of cookie dough. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I would take like a tube of cookie dough or like even the smallest tube of cookie dough over a pencil with broken lead, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Is that not obvious? I mean,
I don't know. I'm gonna refrain from answering.
Oh, come on.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't want either one. Something in the middle.
I mean, that's the fence sitting question. That's the answer.
Yeah.
That. Okay, that's fine.
I'm taking the high road.
I took the tube of cookie dough for the team.
Thank you.
Is what just happened.
And not the first time.
Not the first time. I will always have your back, Kristen.
And not the last.
No, not the last. Okay, good. That was a great one to start with. Mm-hmm. So some of the other ones, they were quite serious questions.
They were.
Like I was expecting a lot of like jokey, you know, silly kind of questions.
Yeah.
But apparently our guy listeners are serious. They're serious men.
Yeah.
Let's see. What should we start with? Okay, so this was one that we got today from Mark. And it's the first question I had written down.
Okay.
So, and he wanted to know if we, you and I, had to be replaced by any other two women from the punk rock scene to take over Mabel Syndrome for us.
Oh.
Who would they be?
That's a really good question.
It's a tough one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like this question.
Mm-hmm. So it would have to be to replace us is impossible, mm-hmm. but it would
because nobody is as bad as us.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But like, okay, so fantasy people that we could trust our baby Mabel syndrome with.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I can't even think of anybody. Is that bad? It's
no,
like,
but
it's
you know
like
what,
our
like,
baby. But okay, I mean, if a punk rock girl was going to play me in a movie, then I would pick Jenny from Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Oh, but Jenny was one of my faves.
Oh,
I was going to say she would be a great person because I adore her.
Yeah.
She's my punk rock girl crush. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's a good answer. So Jenny.
So I would want her to play me, but I don't know enough about her personality, like, or what mm-hmm. her life is like that she would want to take over Mabel. But you feel like
she would be a great fit.
Totally. I think so.
Okay. I think that's a fantastic answer. I would have picked her too. So if I was to pick another one, oh man, it's like, I want someone that's like smart and strong and better than I am at this.
And funny. Someone funny.
And funny, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, who?
No, it's your answer. Go.
Oh, I'm struggling. I'm going all over the map with all these punk rock girls that I know.
I mean,
anybody from Bad Cop, Bad Cop?
Yeah.
Really, because they just have a fucking sense of humor and they're smart and they're funny and they kick ass.
Yeah.
So I think any of those girls would make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a bit of a, if we're going on like punk rock girl crush from the band, Even in Blackouts,
mm-hmm.
Liz, she was the singer for Even in Blackouts. And I adore her. So I would say that would be my pick.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You know, good question, right?
I was going to say, I could see, Polly and Jen from Bomb Pops taking our place.
Okay.
They would be
you're right.
So awesome. Together.
One blonde,
because
one
they're
brunette.
Friends like us.
Yep.
Like, we're friends. We have a good rapport. We try to be funny even though we're not. And they're actually funny and actually talented and beautiful. So.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bad Cop girls, Jen and Polly, and Liz from Even in Blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the answer to the question. Good question.
Yeah. Really good one.
Okay. Do you want to pick the next one? Do you have them up? Can you see them?
Mm-hmm.
I have vodka on my screen on my computer. Holy fuck. I wonder if my parents listen to this podcast. I mean, they know who I am. Like, it's not a secret, but I sometimes feel like it might be, like, they might be like, oh my God, Jessica. Okay.
So I like the question, how did you start loving punk rock? And why are you not a poppy type girl like other women? Why no Madonna and Britney Spears, etc.? Why punk rock?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. Okay, so first of all, I'm not going to lie. If you open up anything like Spotify or iTunes in my house, there's Britney and Madonna on there. Because it's just what it is. Good to work out to, and I love to dance. So, like, 80s night at the bar, not that I've been to a bar in years, but, you know, like, that would be a favorite thing because I just love to dance. But mm-hmm. punk rock for me, growing up in a super small town, and I sort of just never felt like I was like mediocre at sports, so I wasn't the jock. And I was, you know, mediocre at art, so I wasn't like one of the artsy people. And I sort of just felt mediocre at most things. And that's not like shitting on myself about saying I'm not good. It was just sort of I never found myself fitting in with the other groups and feeling like it was really me until punk rock came into my life by a couple of my older friends, guys that had made me mixtapes and Face to Face and Screeching Weasel on a mixtape. And all of a sudden I found this small group of people. And like by small group of people, I mean in a town of 4,000, there were six of us that were into punk rock. There's no shows, there's no bars, there's no scene there, but it was us. And I just felt this like intense, non-judgmental love from these people. Mm-hmm. And the music was part of that. And so for me, punk rock just felt like who I was and like I fit in more than anything else. Mm-hmm. That's an intense answer, isn't it?
No, it's perfect.
But it's true, like, yeah. Right? And I think that's not an uncommon thing for people,
right?
To feel like punk rock was where they fit in. But like, yeah, it just, I feel like these friends, and honestly, they're some of my best friends still to this day. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know, we can do no wrong. We love each other no matter what.
So, so here, are they dudes?
Yes.
Do you know any other girls besides me that are super into punk rock that is a good friend of yours?
No, I don't. I have a neighbor who lives on my street and she was in the scene where she grew up quite a bit and she loves punk rock. But, in terms of like growing up with someone like that mm-hmm. or connecting with someone like that for most of my life, I've never had that mm-hmm. until you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had girlfriends in our group that listened to punk, but it was sort of like a thing they ventured into and then left. Whereas for mm-hmm. me, I'm 35 and still doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So that's why me and you you're my sister punk rock soulmate, Kristen.
That's right. And I've talked about it a lot. Like I've written blogs about it and all that stuff about how I just instantly had a girl crush on you. Cause I was like, holy shit. Like you actually like really good music and you're mm-hmm. adorable and smart and funny. And I was just like, wow, I've never in my entire life met another girl that I really connected with that liked punk rock. And it's funny because punk rock's always been kind of this like little side of my personality. Like everyone who knows me knows that that's what I listen to, but I actually don't have many friends that do. It's kind of like I go to shows by myself or maybe I'll meet people there, meet up with people there that I know, but it's always been none of my close friends like it. Just put it that way, except maybe one or two. But so it's always been this little part of my personality that doesn't play a role in my relationships in my life, if that makes sense.
So how did you get into it then? Like, what was it that made it happen for you? If you didn't, like, for me, it was finding these people who introduced me to it, which then connected me to those people.
Right.
So if you don't have those people, mm-hmm. how did that happen?
Well, it was through people originally. So in high school, and this is kind of a funny story. I was a sophomore and...
Which, because I'm in Canada, what the fuck does sophomore mean?
Oh, yeah, you don't know. 10th grade.
No. Okay.
Okay, 10th grade. And I had this elective that I took called debate. Do you guys have that in Canada?
We have electives and we do have debate, yes.
Okay. And so all of a sudden one day, everybody's like, oh, did you hear that show? At the show this past weekend, there was a song about you. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it turns out that this dude that was in my debate class had a crush on me and he was in a punk band and he wrote this song and performed it and like in front of everybody. And the other dudes in the band were giving him shit that it was about me and whatever. So
can I just say that that is like every fucking punk rock. Well, not, maybe I'm speaking for a large demographic, but like that to me would have been like my insane, absolute fantasy as a young grade 10 girl listening to punk rock.
It was bizarre because I wasn't really into music. Music wasn't a part of my life growing up, really. And so it was really, it was kind of strange. But so that's just the funny little aside. And then he worked his magic and we started, it took me a while to warm up to the idea. But anyways, we started dating in high school. And so he was in this band that did a lot of early Green Day covers, and they were heavily influenced by Green Day and Guns N' Wankers and a few other like 90s punk bands. And so that's how I got into it. But then it was just like, as soon as I heard that stuff, it just clicked. Like the first time I heard NoFX and Bad Religion and Descendants, it just, it was like something just clicked. It was the first music that I related to the lyrics. And I've always loved the dichotomy of punk rock, where it's like funny and kind of this twisted sense of humor, but also very political and serious at the same time. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
it connects, it connects with you that way, right? Like, I mean, me and you are very similar in the fact that we have like a pretty good sense of humor, and nothing, it takes a lot to offend us. It takes a lot to, you know, push us past that limit, which is why we have a lot of guy friends.
Yeah.
You know, and, but at the same time, like you're smart and you're educated and you're, you know, you, you know what's going on in the world. So that's exactly what it is. I've never heard it explained that way. I like that.
Yeah. And, so yeah, it one, and then once it connected with me, that's just, that's what I listened to. And it was funny cause you just said you have, you know, Britney or whatever on your, on your iTunes or whatever. And I don't really, I mean, I'll listen to it if I, if it's playing at a club or something, but it's, but I don't go out to clubs anymore. So, but yeah, I don't listen to poppy stuff really at all. I just have punk rock on my,
that's good.
Phone.
That's good. I like that. That was a great question too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cool.
These guys that listen to us are insightful. I'll three of them. Okay, so the next one. They're all so serious. I'm like looking at the questions trying to think of like what the next light one would be. Okay. Which albums have gotten you through a really dark period of your life?
That's the one you chose for a light one?
There's no light ones. That's all we got, man. These boys are serious.
I know.
Like I was expecting like boob jokes or like all kinds of weird things, but the guys that listen to us take us seriously. Well, it's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah. Well, Jay sent us, you know, he went light on us.
Good for Jay.
Yeah.
Jay knows us probably better than other people.
Exactly.
So maybe he just knew he couldn't cross. There was no line to be crossed.
Yeah.
Okay. So which albums? Dark oh period. Goodness. What gets you through?
I don't know. I feel like I need to think on that. I wish I had time to think about it. All of them, right? Like when I'm angry or going through a tough time, like Pennywise, and actually Pennywise Bro Him, really, like there was, I remember a time that was really hard for me and I just always played that song like really loud and sang along to it. So that's the first one that comes to mind, but I know, I mean, all of it really. What about you?
See, well, we've had the conversation before and I wrote the blog about it and I've been open about the fact that like dealing with depression in my life and anxiety, and a side effect of that has been that I stop listening to music, which is crazy, but I feel things so deeply that music kind of cuts too deep. So I stop listening when I'm going through a tough time. I don't go to music. I go away from it, which is kind of strange, I guess. I don't hear a lot of people who have that.
Yeah, I would be the opposite.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, when that question comes up and the first few things that come to my mind, Face to Face, obviously, because they're sort of my, you know, my go-to. We don't, if you listen to our podcast, it's not a shocker. But it's the kind of music for me that has always been, if I'm feeling fucking horrible, I can listen to it. Or if I'm feeling amazing, I can listen to it. But the other one would be Jawbreaker. Jawbreaker, the album Dear You, something about it is just so intensely, like, raw for me. And I think that's been one of the ones that I've really listened to intently when I've been really down. Mm-hmm. And also really happy. I think that's the thing with punk rock. Like, yeah, a lot of the stuff is like the soundtrack to the best and worst times. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I think all music's like that, I guess.
Yeah.
But I would say Jawbreaker for sure. Yeah, Jawbreaker and Face to Face would be my answer. And the other thing would be Van Morrison, not mm-hmm. punk rock. Mm-hmm. But I think I have every single Van Morrison song on my iTunes and everything. And he had an album. Van Morrison went through this like weird religious phase. Not weird. I mean, that came out wrong. But he created a little bit of like religious music. Mm-hmm. And he had an album, Into the Music, it was called. And that's one of those ones that I can really just get heavy into. Mm-hmm. I love Van Morrison. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
That's my mom's influence.
Do you have records?
Of Van Morrison? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my parents' old records of Van. Okay. Mm-hmm. And actually, when I was pregnant, Van was one of the boy names that I really liked.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. It got vetoed, and yeah. I had a girl.
Yeah.
But I actually know a friend who named their son Van, so.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Growing up, I always thought I was going to name my kid Milo, which is like.
Really?
Yeah. Which is a lot of people. I've met a lot of people my age now that have, in the punk scene, that have kids named Milo.
That's cool.
I know. I thought I was like brilliant and like came up with it on my own. I thought it was such a cute name, but yeah. So I've met some other people that have named their kids that, but
it's a good one. There's a guy on the Face to Face fan club who named his kid Trevor after Trevor Keith.
Did he spell it the same?
Nope. Spelled it differently, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he did that. I don't know if that was, maybe that was a mistake.
Maybe he didn't know how to spell it.
Maybe he didn't know. Yeah. But music influences our lives heavy, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's a testament. Like your kid has that name for fucking ever.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Okay, you pick the next question.
Okay. We'll try to go light, right? Okay, yeah. I've already talked about my dream guest for our podcast and who I want to interview, but who do you most want to interview or who do you most want on our podcast and why?
I don't, it's a hard question because like a ton of people come to mind. And honestly, one of the coolest things about doing this that me and you have chatted about before is people fucking say yes to us a lot.
Yeah.
Like more we than reach no. out to, right. Yeah. I was so prepared for the fact that we'd reach out to all these artists and they'd be like, nope, 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 nope. Mm-hmm. And we get yes a lot, mm-hmm. which is very cool. I would love to somehow manage to do an entire panel with the Bad Cop, Bad Cop girls. All of them.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
I would love to have all of them on the show at the same time as like this sort of round table conversation with these amazing women because I love what they're doing so much. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would, and if we're going to go nostalgic,
mm-hmm.
Green Day was one of my original passions.
Mm-hmm.
I taped VHS, you know, on our, you guys have MTV. We had our stations called Much Music.
Mm-hmm.
So every Friday afternoon was the Much Music countdown. I would set my VCR to tape it. I'd come home on Friday and I'd watch the countdown and I would rewind Green Day's When I Come Around, the live Woodstock video.
Mm-hmm.
I would rewind it and play it, rewind it and play it, rewind it and play it. And I would copy his actions, mm-hmm. Billy Joe's actions. I knew what the people in the crowd looked like. I knew when the mud was going to hit his guitar, like everything. So honestly, that would be a fucking insane, mind-blowing one for me. Mm-hmm. That would just be ultimate. So,
yeah. I always kind of like, obviously, I kind of like not the head guy that usually does the interviews. I kind of like, you know, the next to head guy. So for instance, like Hefe, I think would be mm-hmm. really fun to interview
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't do interviews very often. And he's just kind of like, he's an observer to me. Like he sees it all and he's part of it, but he's not like manic like Fat Mike is.
And he's incredibly smart.
Very, very.
And talented.
And very talented. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be awesome.
Who was it, Smelly? No. Who was it in the book that told the story about in the outhouse and like shitting on his shirt? Do you remember that part of the book?
Yeah. I don't remember who that was, though.
And now I'm trying to remember. It was Melvin. I'm pretty sure it was Melvin.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I don't remember.
Like the girl crush outside the outhouse, and he like had to shit really bad, and he went into the outhouse.
Yeah, and he had
realized that he had like shit down his football jersey, and he didn't know. And then this girl was there. When I read that part of the book, I was like, I was sitting in a park in the sunshine with all these people around me, and I was out loud fucking dying laughing, messaging a ton of my friends, going, "You need to read this book." Because I will tell you, I don't think you know this about me, but one of the things that makes that makes me laugh hardest in this world is if somebody shits their pants. I'm sorry. It could happen to you. It could happen to my kid. It could happen to my best friend. It could happen to my mom. I don't care who it is. If you shit your pants and you tell me about it, I will fucking die laughing, because it's hilarious. It's horrifyingly embarrassing.
Yeah. It's like the worst thing imaginable.
It is, but it's the funniest thing. I can't think of something funnier than if my best friend called me up and she was like, "Guess what happened to me? I shit my pants at work today." I would die. Or, in person, like if we were hanging out watching a movie and you shit your pants, I would lose my mind.
I don't know that I've ever been around someone that has shit their pants. Have you?
Really? Yeah.
I don't think I have.
I have a few people in my life very close to me that have shit their pants.
Really?
Yeah, and it's the best. I highly encourage it.
That's awesome. You know what makes me laugh harder than anything else is old people falling down. Which is so mean, but that's something I cannot not laugh at.
You're awful.
I know, I love it.
That's like a twisted one.
Yeah. Well, anyone falling down, but especially if they're old, it's extra funny.
It is. Did you guys have the show in the U.S. called Wipeout?
Mm. Oh, where they're where like, it was like the obstacle course?
The obstacle course.
Yeah.
That like average people do, and they like scorpion, like feet over face, and like smack their face on the big balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's too contrived. I didn't like that, actually. Because that's like, you're going to get hit with the big punching bag or whatever it is. But I like the spontaneous, unexpected fall. That's what I like.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, see, again, another reason why we're so close.
Yeah.
I promise the next time we hang out in person, if you shit your pants, I'll fall down.
I don't agree to that.
No. Oh, man.
That's way worse for me than it is for you.
I'm going to spike your drink with a whole bunch of like prune juice or like laxatives, and then I'm going to like tickle you.
I almost shit myself once drinking last year because I was going through this juicing phase. Like, I was juicing every day, like beets and kale and ginger and grapefruit or something. So I had this concoction. And so I thought that I had to have that every single day. It was like my medicine every day. And then one night I was drinking, and for some reason I went to the fridge and got my juice like late at night after drinking, which was the dumbest thing on the planet. So, and I'm sitting there with my friends because we were away for a girls' weekend. I'm sitting there on the couch, and they're like, "You're gonna drink that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then 5 minutes later, I was like, "I have to run upstairs right now." It was so bad. It hurt so bad.
That's the worst thing, when all of a sudden you're like, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that we've ventured into pooping as a conversation on our podcast.
Yeah, but it's not my favorite.
Not your favorite thing?
Not my favorite topic.
Thing to talk about. Okay, we can change it.
I forget what we were talking about before. I had a funny story, and now I can't remember what it was, but oh well.
I was dying. Oh God, my eyes are watering. I was laughing. Have we answered most of the good questions?
Yeah, because the other ones we've already answered pretty much.
Yeah. We got the question, how do you feel about women taking over punk rock lately with bands like the Bomb Pops, Last Gang, Bad Cop, Bad Cop, Interrupters? I mean, the obvious answer is it's fucking great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, women have always been present, but we haven't had, I feel like we haven't had as much momentum as what's happening right now.
Right. And this, I don't know, this is mean, but the girls in the scene, like in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s, were kind of scary.
Like, that's not mean. It's true. They were tough.
They were tough chicks that I just didn't relate to, really, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so now that there are girls in the scene that I really like and that are funny and charming and sweet, it's really awesome. I really love it.
It's true. And you know what I like about it, too, is there's this... and I'm not one who's, like, not into sex appeal or sexiness. Like, if you are the Britney Spears and you want to be that, like, for sure, all the power to you. I love that part of... I mean, women have the choice to be that mm-hmm. without being judged. But I love that the women in punk rock right now, like the bands I just mentioned, have this power about them that sex appeal isn't first. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I find fascinating, though, is that the women we have interviewed have all kind of alluded to or mentioned the fact that their sexuality is part, they get it a lot. Mm-hmm. That it plays a role, because I don't even think of it really anymore, and I never see anyone get shit for being a female in a band mm-hmm. or anything like that, but they still get it. I don't know where it's coming from, but like Polly was saying that she gets shit for touring when she has a little kid, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like with punk girls, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And actually Rob Rufus was talking to me about this. It's like, if you're really pretty, then people aren't going to take you seriously. They're just going to, you know, blow you off and you, like, you can't play music. And then if you're not attractive,
they don't want to lift. They don't want to watch.
They don't want to watch that either. Yeah.
So, that's fucked, huh?
Right.
It's fucked up. I mean, like, I find that those women attractive. Mm-hmm. Like, Jen and Polly and all the Bad Cop girls, Amy Interrupter, like, the fact that they are, like, the lead singer of the band The Muffs, mm-hmm. her name's Kim, she was, like, my idol in grade 9. I did a music project about her. Awesome. No, grade 8. Grade 8 music class, pick a band where we had to talk about a band that we love, play a song, do a, like, bio of them, and talk about why we like them. And I picked The Muffs. Mm-hmm. For grade 8, and I did a presentation on them, much to the horror of most people in the class, including the teacher.
Yeah.
And I worshipped her, and like she still is out there kicking ass. Mm-hmm. And so like I find these women attractive, but I find them attractive because of their talent and power. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's not because I'm like, wow, those boobs are amazing. you know, it's like this thing that I'm so in awe of how much they're kicking ass, I guess. Yeah. Is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It's like their awesome boobs are in second place or third place. Like it's not even part of what you notice. Right. Like you might notice it after like, oh, okay, well they're also hot. But apparently other people are like, look at their attractiveness first and then at their talent. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So maybe that's the difference.
It's not like that for punk rock dudes. Doesn't matter what they look like. Right?
Not at all.
That's fucked. But it's changing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it is changing to some degree. So I've met some pretty amazing women through the face-to-face fan club. So while we do talk about how we are outnumbered, mm-hmm. I've made some great friends, and we have a large female demographic on there, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of women on there that are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Babs and Maria, and can you hear my house phone ringing?
Is that what that was? I thought it was a doorbell or something.
That's okay. I just opened it. I just like turned it on then off. I just hung up on whoever it was, so it didn't interrupt. Babs and Maria and my friend Kim, and like there's a whole group of women, but you have to search them out, and right. it's becoming less difficult to search these women out. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Of course. Well, that's why we started Mabel Syndrome, is to make it less difficult to find other females that we can relate to. Yeah. And have
and we've met some pretty, we've had some pretty amazing women reach out to us too, right?
Yeah.
Whoever it is calling me back.
Uh-oh.
Should I answer it?
Do you have caller ID? Number.
Yeah, I don't. It says unavailable name.
Then it has to be a
number. I don't know this
number.
No, it's a local number.
Do you want to answer your phone on our podcast?
Okay, I just turned it. I just hung up on them again. Oh, man. It's going to be one of my friends, and she's going to hear this podcast or something, and they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but who calls you on your house phone?
I hate talking on my cell phone.
Oh, really?
I hate it. I despise talking on my cell phone.
So you tell people, if you're going to call me, call my house phone.
Yeah.
Oh, like, see, I don't even have a house phone.
What?
No.
Oh, I can't get rid of mine. I cannot get rid of mine.
That's so funny.
It's impossible because I hate the conversation on my cell phone. It just feels unnatural. So house
just
phone
even
it
that
is.
Tiny bit of delay is just kind of weird.
Yeah, I hate it. And it's flat. It's not curved. It's not cool.
You're so old school.
I am. I like my house phone. I will always have a house phone.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. This was good. I like these questions.
Yes.
It was good conversation.
Fun to just chat too.
It is. We ventured into shitting your pants, but you know, that was the only time we went off track.
Yeah. Other than that,
I'm pretty excited to release the podcast with Jack where I ask the question about a vasectomy.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Have none of your guy friends had one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like none. Because they're all like, not married, or they're recently married, or I can think of one person that maybe has, but it's one of those things. Like, and when I asked the question last night of like about if they still come, sorry, but that was the question.
Yeah,
I thought about it last night, like later on after we finished, and I was in bed, and I was like, of course they've. Stupidest question ever. Like,
can
I'm gonna make
imagine,
it sound like I'm.
Could you imagine? Like I said last night, no one would ever have it done if.
But it's not that they don't have an orgasm. I wasn't asking if they don't orgasm anymore. I was asking if they don't ejaculate, for lack of a fucking.
That would be so
weird.
Orgasm without anything.
Sounds fucking. Like perfection, honestly. But
see, and I'm slightly older than you, so I wonder if that's why a lot of my friends have had it done.
Right.
We're all kind of past.
It just seems so. It just seems so permanent.
I think it can be reversed, actually.
Yeah, but that's like saying you can get your tubes tied and have it reversed.
Right.
It's kind of like yeah, but not really.
That's another surgery.
But like birth control. I'm a big advocate for birth control. And I've never had a shitty experience with it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women do, which is why their husbands or boyfriends get a vasectomy, I guess. I don't know. To me, it just seems like, I mean, I don't get to make the choice.
Yeah.
So this is a serious topic.
It is a little bit.
But it was funny when we talked to Jack
about it. Yeah, he was willing to open up about it, which was cool.
He was, and I actually told that story to somebody today on the phone, and they were like, that's too much information. I don't need to know that about Jack. So, but he was cool with it.
Yeah, that was cool.
So.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun one to release. And then we're going on vacation, so we're not going to record a couple for a while. But we have some fun things in the works for when we get back.
I was wondering if we should do a funny one while we're away.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you're going to be in Florida, and I'm going to be in Arizona. I don't know. I'm bringing all my gear. I could just, like, lay out on the patio somewhere.
I would not have a private place to do it.
We could have a chat. Right. The other thing is, too, is, like, I can't think about you going away and me going away and us not getting to talk.
Well, of course we can still talk. Just because we're not going to do a podcast doesn't mean we can't talk. Do you have cell phone service when you're in the U.S.?
Yeah, and I buy like a U.S. package, so we could like literally talk just on the phone. But I think when I call you, it costs you money. Incoming from Canada, it would still be.
I like the Facebook calls.
But we could still.
I get to talk to you for free. It's awesome.
Yeah, okay, so that's the plan for vacation, Facebook call.
That sounds good.
Perfect. Okay, well, today was good. I feel like we should sign off and like say thanks to our guests, but I'm just going to say thanks to you because you're rad.
Thanks to you because you're rad. And thanks to the people that submitted questions. And if anyone wants to do it again, we'll be sure to answer them on our podcast.
People can always email us too. Our email address is wearemabelsyndrome@gmail.com. So if people wanted to like shoot us a message about their band or a question about us or you're interested in being a guest, we're more than happy to, always open.
There's a link to whatever, right on our website, right? mabelsyndrome.com. And there's a couple places on there where you can message us directly.
Right. So any of the three people that are listening right now,
they've already submitted questions. They're like, how many more questions are we going to?
Right. Mom, if you need to contact me, wearemabelsyndrome@gmail.com. Yeah. Right. Okay, good. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you have a good, Tuesday night. We're releasing this on a Tuesday, right? So happy Tuesday night.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.